On the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Craig Richter, retired Lutheran pastor from Roseville, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's good to be among you folks today. If you come to the back room, you'll see some cookies out there, and courtesy of a few of your Senate colleagues. It's part of a Jewish remembrance called Purim. And I just call your attention to an Old Testament book. If you have a chance to read it, it's, I think, only about 10 chapters long. It's a book of Esther. It's a short story about a woman who, because of her beauty, if I'm remembering it correctly, is chosen to be queen. But it's not because of her beauty that the story is important. The story's important because of her background, her traditions, her beliefs, and how these come to play. And it tells a story, I think, about how sometimes we're picked for a reason that we don't understand ourselves, but we have a role to play that is nonetheless very important. And it's with that in mind that I offer this prayer. Lord God, I would imagine that the people in this chamber, senators and aides, sergeants at arms, they came here to perform a function, to live out what they believe is a calling. And today is just one more day and perhaps a long history for some of them, or for others a short period. But each has a role to play. And you, God, are part of that. So today we ask your blessing, your guidance, your favor. Who knows what we will do? Who knows what our role will be today? But perhaps like Esther, we will have some function that indeed is very important. So open our minds. Help us to perform our work, and may we do it with integrity and discernment. This we ask in your name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. See you.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move now to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those communications on the first page. The third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file, herewith transmitted. House file number 278, Signed, Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. House bills, as indicated on the printed page, will be given their first reading. Fifth order of business, reports of committee, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. Bills as printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. Bills as printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. These bills will be given their first reading with corrections on page 2. Senate File 713 will be referred to the Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development. On page 5, Senate File 735 will be referred to the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development. On page 9, Senate File 778 will be referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. First reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions. They'll be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Reinert. Senator Reinert is not in the chamber. Senator Johnson. Alice Johnson.
Madam President.
Senator Johnson.
I would ask for my bill, Senate File 282, be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety and return to its author, myself.
And is this your bill?
Yes, it is.
Senator Johnson moves that Senate File 282 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety and return to author. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 53 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to, Madam President, your committee, state and local government. Everyone is in support of this, and it's my bill.
All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach. Just a moment. Senator Bach, on behalf of Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, on behalf of Senator Hoffman, I would move that Senate File 569 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 509 be withdrawn from state and local government and move to judiciary.
And this is your bill?
Yes, it is.
And you've spoken to both chairs?
No, I guess they decided this is the way it should be.
All right.
So, thank you.
On that motion by Senator Goodwin, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. And I would move that Senate File 576 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Members, this bill and Senator Hoffman's bill deal with education levies. We're going to hear these bills and taxes, and then we'll send them back to the K-12 Budget Division for their consideration.
Okay. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The next item on the motions and resolutions is Senate Resolution Number 39, and that will be referred to Rules and Administration. Next, we have a Senate Concurrent Resolution. Secretary will read the resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a Senate Concurrent Resolution providing for a joint convention of the Senate and the House of Representatives to elect members of the Board of Regents of the University of Minnesota, introduced by Senators Bach and Hahn.
And Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move I move adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7.
Members, this is setting the date for the joint convention to choose the regents on March 6th. Senator Bach moves the joint concurrent resolution. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Moving on to the 13th order of business, are there any announcements of Senate interest? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Brown, Hoffman, Latz.
Madam President.
Senator Peterson.
Madam President, I do have an announcement. This week, Wednesday, is St. Cloud Day at the Capitol, day over at the Kelly Inn. And so we'll be getting an invitation around each of your office. I understand we all have caucus that evening as well. But we have heard from the governor's office. He's going to attend at 5:30. So if anybody's having trouble tracking him down, you'll know he'll be at St. Cloud evening at the Capitol on this Wednesday, the 27th, at 5:30. We'd love to see you all there. Thanks.
Please stop in the retiring room to indulge in a Hamantaschen, courtesy of Senators Miller, Cohen, Latz, Pappas, and Bonhoff. Also on your desk is an invitation to join myself for a backstage tour at the Minnesota Science Museum on Tuesday, March 5th. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, the Rules Committee is going to meet immediately following session. We have to, Senate File 1 is on its way through the committee process. They created a panel of legislators that are going to have some interaction with the healthcare exchange. So we need to have a conversation about, under the Senate rules, that requires the bill to go to the Rules Committee. And we have a couple other appointments to make. So immediately following session, Room 112, Rules Committee.
Senator Bach, are there any other announcements? Then Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, February 28th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.